AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida this evening.
Lit. 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition. And liftoff. The crew of Artemis 2 now bound for the moon.
It's a 10-day slingshot mission around the moon. AP Aerospace writer Marcia Dunn reports NASA is pushing toward a lunar landing in 2 years.
NASA envisions lunar bases, scientific outposts, and using all that as a paving ground to get astronauts to Mars, which is the real ultimate goal, sending astronauts to another planet. Everything will depend on this flight going up to pave the way for the next moon landing crew and all the Artemis crews after that.
President Trump made another unprecedented move for a sitting president this morning, attending oral arguments at the Supreme Court over his restrictions on birthright citizenship. Our Mark Sherman was there, too, and he reports the president may not like the outcome.
It sounds like the court is poised to reject Trump's birthright citizenship order. The administration's argument is that the 14th Amendment's citizenship clause does not extend citizenship to children born of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The justices did not seem to broadly embrace that argument. Both conservative and liberal justices seemed highly skeptical. We'll have a definitive ruling by early summer.
President Trump is set to deliver his first address to the nation about the war with Iran tonight. Amid questions about the costs, rationale and objectives, and an exit plan, thousands of additional U.S. troops are heading to the region. Trump has said both that the bombing will continue, which it did today, and that the war could end soon. Oil prices eased today on hopes for an end, while stocks rallied worldwide. The Dow rose 224 points, or 0.5%. The S&P gained 0.7%, and the Nasdaq 1.2%. This is AP News. A case closed.
DNA testing has confirmed a long-suspected link between serial killer Ted Bundy and the unsolved 1974 murder of Utah teenager Laura Ann Amey. Utah County Sheriff Mike Smith.
This case is officially closed.
The 17-year-old from Salem, Utah, went missing Halloween night after leaving a party. A month later, her body was found by hikers on the side of a highway in American Fork Canyon. At the time, Bundy was a student at the University of Utah. He confessed a connection to the case shortly before his execution, but it wasn't enough to close the case.
We felt the pain that the family feels.
Sheriff Sergeant Mike Reynolds says new technology obtained by the state's crime lab allowed investigators to extract a match from carefully preserved evidence.
The full DNA profile of Ted Bundy has been recovered from our case, and it stands now as an aid for other cases.
Audio courtesy KUTV. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.